98.1 KZE. It's MK with you. It's 4 o'clock on your Wednesday. Friends Day is back and better than ever. My returning guests together, Paula and Tony, are Hudson Palace.
Hey, how's everyone? Thank you so much for having us back.
Yeah.
We had an absolute blast last time, didn't we?
So much you decided to come back and do it again.
Yeah, we did. We did. We had someone's a new song and we wanted to play it, and you're kind enough to have us back, and all is good.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to hear first?
We actually thought we'd back announce this one.
Okay.
Because it's a cover and it's a well-known artist, but perhaps not an obvious song.
It's a deep cut.
And songs never will be that obvious if they're done sort of semi-acoustically.
Yeah.
So let's see who recognizes it. It's a little test for the listeners. And anything you want to add to that, Paul?
Not at all. Let's go.
I would give the title, but you know,
I'd ruin it.
We don't want to do that. So.
Can't meet you for dinner at the Italian place. It's where I met your family. Some words were exchanged. I'd suggest the jazz bar on Mary Ann Street, but you'd buy me a drink, and we know where that leads. So I'll meet you for coffee, 'cause if we have wine, you'll say that you want me. I know that's a lie. If I didn't love you, it would be fine. I'll meet you for coffee, only for coffee. Nowhere else is safe. Every place leads back to your place. You said, let's do the park, 'cause I love the park. Well, that may be true, but God forbid it gets dark. Here come the excuses that fuel the illusions, but I'd rather feel something than nothing at all. So I'll meet you for coffee, 'cause if we have wine, you'll say that you're sorry. I know that's a lie. If I didn't trust you, it would be fine. I'll meet you for coffee, only for coffee. Nowhere else is safe. Every place leads back to your weave. Done this before, and I don't need it anymore. So let's not do coffee, let's not even try. It's better we leave it and give it some time. If I didn't love you, it would be fine. 'Cause when we do coffee, it's never just coffee. It's never just coffee.
KZE, that's Hudson Palace with a cover of a song by
Chapel Roan.
That's right.
But I bet they can guess the title.
I'm proud to say, probably coffee. I'm proud to say that I did clock that one during sound check.
You did straight away. I love that song.
It's a great song.
And there's so much focus on all her upbeat songs. I mean, it's a given how talented she is and how brilliant she is. But, there's all the focus on the upbeat songs. I don't really notice anybody talking about that song, lyrically.
The reason that I recognized it right away was because I think I've actually only really heard it once, but it did jump out to me on the album because it is. It's really lyrically relatable, beautiful. We've all been there. And it really reminded me of, you know, I spent my, like, not even early 20s, like my late teens living in New York City. And it reminded me of, like, you know, kind of that era of, like, confused dating and messy romance and all of that.
Yeah, very. I mean, she's she's the queen of messy romances.
Oh yeah, she's great at it.
But we can both identify with that lyric, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. So you said you have a new original out now too. Tell me everything. What have you guys been up to?
Do you want to go?
The original that we have is Holding Hands with Strangers, which I believe we actually performed in July.
Of course.
What we recently put out is a song by the band James, which is one of Tony's favorite bands, and I'll let him talk about that. So I'm going to shoot it back over to you.
Yeah, so I mean, lifelong massive fan of James, who I think are as good now as they've ever been. Mm. And it's very bizarre, on the morning that Alex Pretty was still alive, I woke up thinking that would be a really good song for us to cover. Mm. And events that unfolded in Minneapolis that day, we were just like the next morning we couldn't really focus, and I said let's learn this song. And operating at some speed, I think, is just such a good thing to put yourself back into. We learned it, recorded it, produced it, had my son mix and master it, and had it uploaded by Thursday evening, and actually got the publishing clearance and was out on the platforms on Monday on Bandcamp on Monday. Really, really pleased with it. Really pleased with how it came out. And I think that, there's a couple of things there that sort of doing for something. Not that you rush it, but you don't keep second guessing it and going back to it.
Especially when the moment is right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's that. And then there's also the fact that on Bandcamp, which is really the only place that artists see money, let alone see it immediately, every single penny that we receive from Bandcamp for this song, for purchases, downloads, is going to the Ulster Immigrant Defence Network.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can visit up hudsonpalace.bandcamp.com. It's obviously the first song up there, and download it, purchase it, or just, listen to it, enjoy, and make a donation because you enjoyed, and it's going to go to the UIDN.
Yeah.
And we felt that was the least we could do.
What a great organization. I mean, they've been doing great work in the area for so long, and now more than ever, they really could use support.
Yeah, they really can. And this song just seemed like, what I love about Tim Booth's lyrics, I feel like he soundtracked my life. That's one of the reasons I really love James. He just, like, almost everything in my life he seems to have written about, but they're not, the lyrics usually have some kind of metaphor, some kind of other meaning. This is a song about an America as a beauty queen, and, she's a faded beauty queen, but there's, there's multiple layers. You can listen to it as a song about the country, or you can listen to it as a song about glamour. And I find a lot of that in Tim Booth's lyrics. You don't immediately know what a song is. And all my favorite songs are ones that you may think it's one thing and the songwriter may think it's something else. And yeah. So you identified with it as well, didn't you?
Well, absolutely. And part of the reason I was very happy to put this song out quickly was that I'm very passionate for Ulster Immigrant Defense Network. I'm a retired Spanish teacher. And so it gave us an opportunity to grieve through music what was happening in Minneapolis, but also support ongoing work in our own area.
Yeah.
And I just want to add, we saw it reach some kind of predictable climax in Minneapolis, but it's been going on here as well. Mm-hmm. ICE has been active in Kingston. The reach is everywhere. So while we, along with everybody else, support the people of Minneapolis and Minnesota who stood up, that doesn't mean it was isolated to there. It's LA, it's Chicago, it's small towns like Kingston as well.
So unprofessional of me. I thought I heard my phone buzz. I was like, ah! But I was going to say that you're absolutely correct that ICE has been active in the Hudson Valley, I think it's really important to kind of establish communication networks of our own, ideally off of platforms that are owned by corporations that are supporting and funding ICE. That's all I have to say about that. But if you want to support this kind of cause, Ulster Immigrant Defense Network is a great place to go if you don't know what else to do.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And thanks for saying all that you said. That should just prompt me to say that we did not release this song on Spotify for a multitude of reasons that I've reached my limit. And although a past music by Hudson Palace and my other band is still up there, done.
Yeah.
done.
Absolutely.
So find it elsewhere, but particularly find it on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Well, would you be so kind as to play it for us?
We will do our very, very best.
Miss America's wearing thin. She's all tiaras and glamour. Can't stop the boss from keeping his hands off. It's all snakes, no ladders. Miss America says live the dream. So long as you're born white. Killed the natives and jailed the slaves. Moved more to the right. May God bless you and your golden sons. May God bless you and your love of guns. May God bless you and your passion for freedom. So do the man with the tan. May God bless you and your golden sons. May God bless you and your love of guns. May God bless you and your passion for freedom. So to the man with the tan. Looks so good in the photograph, just smile. Rescue plan. Rocket ships to Mars. Foul the nester will start again with billionaires and film stars.
KZE Hudson Palace. And again, you can grab their version of that song on Bandcamp, and all proceeds go to the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network. And remind me when that song was written, do you know?
Yeah, 2018. It came out on an album called All the Colors of You. And even before that, James had done an album called Living in Extraordinary Times, mm-hmm. which they were hoping, I'm sure, was not going to be so relevant 8 years down the line.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking about as you were playing it and I was listening to the lyrics. Is like, you know, I think it's kind of important to bring back these songs that were not written in 2026, but that feels so specific to 2026, because I think it's easy to kind of look around and be like, oh, like even just 10 years ago, things were so much better. Yeah. They've been getting bad for a while.
They have been. And actually, I may have said that wrong. Living in Extraordinary Times came out in 2018. All the Colors of You came out in 2021. Mm-hmm. It's possible I said that incorrectly.
Yeah.
I actually saw James. It was coincidental. I didn't go there to see them, but I was in Auckland, New Zealand, and saw them on the night that he, who I'm not going to name, was elected in 2016. Mm. And it was by far and away the most sort of blazing first 20 minutes of a James show I'd ever seen. Tim Booth was living in the States at that time, so yeah. We were both kind of like expats on Down Under, feeling like WTF at that moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interestingly, I think he probably wrote it at the end of his first term.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking, okay, phew.
Very, very much so.
We're bringing it back for 2026.
But, you know, the great songs, I mean, I think, you know, Bruce Springsteen's, there's been a lot of comment, is Streets of Minneapolis going to stand the test of time? A, I think it actually is. And B, I saw that, I mean, we were talking about how Ohio was recorded and released so quickly back in, was it 68? Do I have that? 70? I wasn't.
I'm bad at specific
years. Yeah, I'm getting maybe my years confused on things there.
I'm a radio DJ. But, I should know better. But
it's a song that's lasted.
Yeah.
And
well, and I think at the time it came out, there was a lot of controversy about how specific it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, whether that was like okay to play on the radio or to write and put out at all for a major artist. And, you know, I think time has proven it's a great song, and it was relevant then, and it's unfortunately still pretty relevant now.
And I also think great songwriters, and I'm clearly going to consider, you know, Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen among them.
Yeah.
They're very detail-oriented. Bruce has always had detail in his songs, mm-hmm. people's names, places. That's part of, he's like a novelist. And I think, you know, if you're a great songwriter, you can be right about a specific event, and it can still be a song that stands the test of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we really appreciate the opportunity to play that. That was fun. Thank you. We don't really play out live, so it's quite a deal for us.
That's
you
right.
You keep
yeah.
saying that, but we're doing it more and more.
Yeah. We, I mean, we can. And it was also fun because this song, when we recorded it, like the James version, it's got lots of synths, lots of guitars, lots of ambient sound. So it was quite fun working out, okay, how do we synthesize all of that down to one guitar?
I was impressed. I like the use of the pedal board. I think you bring a lot of texture into it.
Borrowed it from my son, so I should, I should give Noel some credit. He's like, I'm not using it, go for it. So.
Okay, so where are you guys? Are you playing out anytime soon?
Yeah.
We don't have plans, but...
But you never know.
But who knows, because everybody at UIDN knows that we've done this song, and they hold a lot of events. So,
oh,
you know, I warned Tony, I said, you know, we might get asked to do this at a gathering.
That would be cool.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
So
and
we'll
see. And it's not a fear. It's not like any fear of playing live as much as I just kind of really quite enjoy doing this recorded work.
Sure.
And I would make no... Yeah, I wouldn't expect anybody to walk more than 50 yards to see us play live. So so at least I can walk 50 yards around the grounds, you know, at home and make a piece of music. And then people don't have to walk far to hear it. So, you know, that's somebody who's been around the block a few times, just being realistic about what you can expect. But certainly we can.
Yeah.
We can play live.
Well, and you don't even have to be self-effacing about it. I mean, there's so much fun in being a studio project. And, you know, plenty of bands are more of a studio project. That's totally valid.
I love it. I really, really enjoy it. I enjoy it immensely. If I had more hours in the day and more, you know, spare time that you didn't have to spend, you know, getting the money in, then I'd do even more of it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Hudson Palace. Once again, is it just Hudson Palace on Bandcamp?
Yeah, yes. hudsonpalace.bandcamp.com. And the first couple of singles that were covers, we didn't put up on Bandcamp. So the first song that will come up will be a Miss America. And the other song on there is the original that we wrote and played for you last year, Holding Hands with Strangers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, it's so nice to see you guys again. Yeah, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, MK. Always a pleasure.
See
thanks.
You soon.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. We got your community bulletin board now. And coming up next, music from Andy Palacio.